بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم أما بعد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن المسلمين إذا التقيا فتصافحا وتساءلا أنزل الله بينهما 100 رحمة 99 لأبشهما وأطلقهما وأبرهما وأحسنهما مساءلة بأخيه. We revert back to our discussion on salam and meeting each other, greeting each other, the sunnah manner of musafaha. In this hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when two Muslims meet each other and they make musafaha and ask each other about one another, how are you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 100 mercies. And from the two of them, that person will get 99 mercies, who is more cheerful, has a more bright and smiling face, is more kind and compassionate when he is inquiring about his brother. In other words, we make sure that we make the next person feel comfortable and we present ourselves with such a face and we ask him in such a manner that he honestly feels that we are his well-wisher and we really desire his well-being. And that is a source of great comfort for the next person. How many times it has happened that a person is going through some difficulty, some problem, and all he needed was someone to smile at him, talk to him, and remove the burden of that worry that is in his mind and in his heart, make him feel a bit better. He's carrying a load on his back. Many times we have met old people that are living alone, and they have said and mentioned that the loneliness itself puts a person through depression, because they have no one to speak to, no one to interact with. We are social beings. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to maintain this good relationship, this love and muhabbat between each other, not just to make salam with a very stiff neck and just carry on, but to meet each other, greet each other, social interaction. This is human nature. The child needs the touch of the mother, the hug of the parents, kind words. So just like that, as insan, as human beings, we need to interact, musafaha. We need the touch of our Muslim brother. We need the kind words of our Muslim brother. So audio visual also, we need to see on his face, we need to see a smile, we need to hear good words and kind words, and we need the touch also of love. So all this is part of our nature, and this is the teachings of Islam. And through this we find that there will be a cheer in society, there will be happiness, and each one is looking out for the next person. We also understand that as Muslims, we need to have concern for the next Muslim brother. To ask him, tasa'ala, ask him what is his condition, where we can help to the best of our ability, assist and help our next Muslim brother, be concerned about him, if he is sick, visit him and make dua for him, someone has passed away, then give some words of consolement. Inquiring about one another, worrying about one another, someone is going through a bad patch, where we can help and we can assist. So this is a functioning society, and it's a beautiful society, worrying and concerning about the next person. Naturally what happens is, when we don't worry and concern, then we drift apart. It happens in families too. And the longer we leave it like that, there's no phone call, there's no message, there's no salam, then shaitan will put waswasa and cause division. So in this hadith we are being taught that if we want Allah Ta'ala's 99 mercies, then each one should endeavor to have the brightest face, the most cheerful face. Other hadith tells us each one should try and greet first. Another hadith tells us when you shake hands and shake it properly, put your full hand in the hand of your Muslim brother. So how much Allah Ta'ala wants us to be kind and compassionate and to love one another. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon these beautiful teachings.